MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. Here's what's happening. Texas-sized mosquitoes, Arkansas razorback chiggers, and the very worst no-tell motel bed bugs have nothing on the potentially deadly cone-nosed kissing bugs that infest Lee County. The bug, which can grow up to an inch in size, is a bloodsucker, which in humans can cause severe allergic reactions and long-term even death. Now, the bug seems to have become more prevalent in Lee County in recent years, and if the potential for the infection that can cause heart disease isn't bad enough, they carry a painful bite that makes a person seriously consider amputation of the kissed tissue. Well, little to no relief from the heat is in sight. The next few days, some areas will continue to see isolated showers in the afternoons. Storms around the state moving in a clockwise rotation around a center of high pressure that's parked over southern New Mexico. That has once again brought high temps in the 90s and triple digits across New Mexico. Despite the storms and cloud cover, a backdoor cold front will enter eastern New Mexico tomorrow night. It'll bring a slight cool down across the eastern half of the state Saturday and Sunday, but it will only drop temperatures just a few degrees. New Mexicans who have been impacted by the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon wildfire can attend a free legal clinic in Las Vegas, New Mexico. The clinic, hosted by New Mexico Legal Aid and the state's attorney general, Raul Torres, it's an open opportunity to ask legal experts questions related to the recovery process. For example, experts can provide advice on navigating insurance claims, submitting paperwork, or finding someone to assess property damage. The event is scheduled tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Highlands University Student Union Building Ballroom. That's a look at what's happening. Have a great day. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.